You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. It's easy to find someone interested in vinyl records or antique furniture. Now the new retro trend seems to be collecting typewriters. Tomorrow, typewriter enthusiasts of all ages will bring their machines to Kalamazoo for a type-in, including a few writers you might recognize.
These days, I mostly type letters. As an experiment, I did type a radio script recently on one just to see what it was like. When I first started in radio, everyone used manual typewriters.
You guessed it, that's WMUK's news director, Andy Robbins. He's a member of the Kalamazoo typewriter group, the Typochondriacs, along with his wife, Dorothy.
I like the sound of typewriters. I think they're very soothing.
I really like the little bell at the end.
I think what appeals to a lot of writers, even today, about manual typewriters is that they really force you to think before you start to write. Computers don't do that. You can just, you know, throw some stuff down and then have to, you can fix it very easily. It's much harder to fix it on one of these.
Enthusiasts say there are several other reasons to love the typewriter. It's low maintenance, there's no eye strain, it's private, and there's a romance to it. Just saying the word typewriter brings up images of novelists like Ernest Hemingway and Jack Kerouac. WMUK's Chris Killian actually types out his blog on a typewriter, scans it, and then puts it online. Killian says the typewriter gives the blog a more genuine and personal feel.
You know, there's really no difference between an Apple laptop and a Dell laptop and a Toshiba. You know, they pretty much look kind of the same, and they pretty much do the exact same things. And typewriters do the exact same things, but they do them differently. They have their little idiosyncrasies. They're designed different. They feel different.
There are even typewriters with different colored ink and fonts in cursive and italics. Richard Pold is a professor of philosophy at Xavier University in Cincinnati. He edited the typewriter magazine Etc. for 7 years. Polt says there's only one factory that makes typewriters anymore, and they're pretty low quality. It's based out of China in Shanghai. Ironically, Polt says with advances in 3D printing and a few nuts and bolts, some fans could be putting together their own typewriters in a few years. Polt says for many collectors, typewriting is about independence, something that's difficult with a complex machine like a computer.
You depend on manufacturers of hardware and software. You depend on the electricity supply. And often you depend psychologically on other people giving you likes or giving you feedback. I think it makes you sort of weak. So there's something self-reliant about at least once in a while turning to a typewriter.
Polt says for day-to-day stuff, using a computer makes sense. It's quicker and more efficient. But sometimes it's not about being efficient.
If you're doing something fun, like, say, cooking a meal, if you like to cook, or riding a bike, if you enjoy riding a bike, or typewriting, if you enjoy the act of writing by typewriter, there's no extra points for getting it done quickly. In fact, better to savor the experience.
Chris Killian agrees.
Getting a typewritten or handwritten note in the mail, it's like an aesthetic experience. You open it up, you sit with it, you drink coffee and read it. It's something that is in your hands. You know, it's maybe one of the same reasons that people never want to see books die away, even though the Kindle is, you know, on fire, no pun intended.
Richard Polt hopes to release his book, The Typewriter Insurgency, sometime this year. You can join Southwest Michigan typewriter enthusiasts at the Type-In tomorrow at noon at Bookbug in Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.